Mike Smith here on your Burn Indians Locker Room Chats. I'm now joined by girls head coach Megan Schoenfeld. Coach, you sit at 1-13 on the season. You fell in your last two games to Lynn and Falls City Sacred Heart. What are some positives that you can take away from those games to build upon here as the regular season's coming to a close?
I felt like the Lynn game, and we were definitely outsized, and the girls really stepped up and got a lot of rebounds out there, and I think we've been stressing that all year. And as well as the Falls City game last night, I thought the girls really stepped up in their rebounding area. Like I said, my girls go out there, they play hard every game, so fans really do appreciate that, as do I. Feel like we're heading in the right direction.
I know you've talked about in previous interviews about progressing along this season. What maybe is the biggest progression that you saw from your squad throughout the year?
Like I said at the beginning, we need to work on fundamentals, and my team's fundamentals have improved, and that's because of their effort in practice as well in the games. I think they've done a really good job of listening to what I have to say and buying into what I have to do out there. But I think just all around, just our offense and defense have came along a long way.
Do you feel that the squad's playing pretty cohesive as a good unit here in the latter part of this season now?
Yeah, I think definitely we started off only one or two players being our effective girls out there, and definitely throughout the season we have transitioned into a great team out there with a lot of teamwork, and we've gotten a lot more assists throughout the year.
Well, the regular season coming to a close, as I mentioned, you got a couple of weeks left and a few more games. What's maybe the biggest thing you want your squad to remember when they go out there on the floor in these last games of the regular season?
Just to keep working hard out there. I commend them for going out there and stepping on the floor. And we're definitely the undersized, under-skill-level team, and they really go out there and they fight hard, so I can't complain about that.
You've got a couple of tough matchups in your next two, Friday at home against Washington County, and then you'll go on the road on Tuesday at Centralia. Anything particular that you're telling your squad maybe to gear up for these games and something that you may want to see in the games?
Just everything we've been doing all year. I mean, we're not going to change anything out there. So I just stress that they need to go out there and play hard and try to improve. And we're definitely making strides along, so we just need to keep improving.
Well, Coach, good luck in your next two, and I'll chat with you next week.
All right, thank you.
That was Megan Schoenfeld, the Burn Indians girls head coach right there. After the break, we'll be joined by boys head coach Trent Platt.